What should the General Assembly's role be in education funding and policy, and should Indiana push to move taxpayer education dollars to private and charter schools?
Well, kind of what I said before about, you know, the property taxes. I mean, we had to, when the source of funds for property taxes was capped, the state, you know, had to step in and did to fund schools. I don't think that's a bad thing overall. I think when you rely exclusively on property taxes, what you see is that, you know, affluent places have good schools and poor places have bad schools. So I think having a centralized dispensary of money for our schools is not a bad thing, and it can be more equitable. I am against the expansive use of vouchers in Indiana, and the really the expansion of charter schools for a couple of reasons. Look, I think for vouchers, when vouchers were sold to us initially, the idea was if you are a good student in a failing public school, you should be able to get a voucher and go to a better school near you, a private school, and we should help pay for that, school choice. And in that particular instance, it's not a bad thing. But what we've seen, you know, Indiana is really the poster child for vouchers. We have 35,500 vouchers. It's one of the biggest in the country. What we can see year after year is of the 35,500 vouchers, the number of those that have gone to public school students who are in a failing school was last year was 274. So the reality is the stated purpose of the vouchers is not what it's being used for. Almost 60% of the people who get vouchers have never gone to a public school. So we're essentially just subsidizing a private school. I kind of look at it like if we were building a city pool and we said we're going to build a pool, we're going to spend $1 million, everybody's going to use the pool. And a group of people came and said, well, we go to the country club. You know, we like swimming at the country club, and we've never come to that pool. We don't want to come there. We'd rather stay over here at the country club. If the city said, you know what, so we're not going to spend $1 million on the pool. We're going to spend $750,000, and we'll give $250,000 to pay your country club dues. I think most of us would say that seems pretty crazy. So, no, I think, look, the vouchers take money from our public schools that we desperately need. If you are in a failing school, my answer is fix the school. You know, we need to improve schools. And of course, we know part of the problem is the voucher schools, the charter schools. They don't have to play by the same rules as our public schools. They don't have to take the special needs kids. They don't have to take the kids who are more challenged. And so when you're taking the best students out of the school, now that affects the environment. So you're not just taking the money, you're taking the role models out of the schools. And the other thing is we've seen the results are not better. In many cases, they're worse. The charter schools do not perform better, even though a lot of times they're cherry-picking their students. So I don't think it's a good investment. I think it takes money out of our schools. It was an experiment. I think the experiments failed. I would cut it way back.